The Burt Show.
I want to throw this one at you guys because I saw this go down at East Andrews on Friday night. It's about 1:30. No, it must have been about 1:15 in the morning or so. And I'm watching a guy and a woman at a bar, but the guy is on one end of the bar and the woman is on the other, and they're doing that our eyes met kind of thing, and he's wondering exactly how to make the approach.
Mm-hmm. So your eyes met, their eyes meeting.
I'm observing now, all right? As the only married guy at East Andrews, I'm almost like a student just doing a report. You know? I'm observing everything going on.
Is that what you tell Stacey?
Yeah.
It's also research.
Right. Yes. Research. So I'm watching one guy at one end of the bar and the woman at the other end, and they do that thing. And he starts to talk to his buddies about how to make the approach, and it becomes so eighth grade at that point. At the very base of it all is so eighth grade. What do I do? Do I send her a letter that says, will you go with me? Yes, no, maybe? So he decides to do the pretty stereotypical thing, and he buys her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Bartender goes over and says, look, the guy at the end of the bar over there would like to buy you a drink. And she says, fantastic. So she accepts the drink. She starts sipping on it. Then he waits for what he believes to be the appropriate moment, then leaves his pack and goes and makes the approach. And she doesn't give him the time of day.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't even like he couldn't even get hello out. So it wasn't even like he had said something in the first millisecond that had turned her off so badly that she was turned off to the guy.
Now,
she got the drink with no intention at all of talking to this guy, and I just thought, totally bogus, that if a guy buys you a drink, you are at least obligated to engage us in conversation to find out if we're the real deal or not. Am I wrong?
I agree with you. Did the bartender point out who bought her the drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. Rude.
404-741-1005. Now, in her mind, I'm guessing she's just thinking, cool, I'm one of these women that goes to bars and guys buy me drinks all night. I've never spent any money in a bar.
If I'm the guy, I take the drink out of her hand and walk away. You're sorry.
That'd be great.
Thanks for that glass of wine. And I have never had a Chardonnay before, but I'd like it now.
Right. I look like a total femme walking back across the bar with my glass of white wine. Hi, how are you?
Right,
hi.
But I want it back. Give it back to me.
I mean, she of course didn't obligate herself to a date with him, but she should have talked. I mean, a conversation's not going to kill her, especially if she accepted the drink that he paid for.
Yeah, if she knew she was going to blow him off or had no interest, she should have not accepted the drink. That's just rude. I mean, we expect for men to be Southern gentlemen in this town when we're out and about dating, you better go out with your manners, too.
It seems to me that there are women, though, that, and I've heard women brag about this before, that I haven't bought a drink in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be the case, but you still, if you're going to accept that drink, you've got to give us something in return, just a little conversation.
The hidden message in there is that they're still at the bar getting free drinks after 10 years.
Right.
So something's not working.
Right.
You know?
So we're all in agreement that if you accept a drink from a guy, then you got to at least engage in some kind of conversation.
Some sort of cordial conversation to at least just be polite. That's just kind of the social rules of the thing.
Well, I think, you know, if you get the offer, I mean, that is, you are agreeing to conversation if you say yes to the drink. I totally think that, yeah.
Hi, Candace.
Hi. I totally disagree. That's just an assumption. You're assuming that if I buy her this drink, she's going to at least talk to me. I don't have to say anything to you. I can say thanks for the drink and keep it moving. That's it.
See, I think that's so
wrong. I don't think you should accept the drink.
I think that's so rude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's just you assuming. She doesn't have to talk to him. She probably looked at him at the end of the bar and was like, no, he's
then
not.
She shouldn't have accepted the drink.
Right.
Yeah.
Then she should say no thank you. Please tell him
like,
thank you, but no thanks.
It sounds like there was no confusion as to what was going on here because you said they were making eyes at each other.
She almost reeled him in.
She was reeling him in with the whole thing and then accepted the drink.
Even if, let's say the eye thing wasn't going down, right? And he buys her a drink. And Candace, I'll ask you the same question. Let's say there's no flirtatious looking thing going on, right? And he buys her a drink and the bartender points the guy out that bought her the drink. If she accepts at that point, it means to me like, all right, he's made the first cut, so I'll accept the drink, and if he comes over and talks to me, then great.
Well, even, I mean, I've been in a situation before where, well, I guess it's always been pointed out who the person buying me the drink was. I'm trying to think if there's been a blind, you know, offer, and I've taken it. I still know that somebody's about to come up and talk to me, and I engage in conversation, but if I end up not being interested, I will cut it off pretty short, but I still will talk to them. You know what I'm saying? So
it seemed like she didn't even want to talk to him to begin with. She just wanted a free drink. So what she should have done was held the drink up like a thank you kind of thing and then walked away. And then he wouldn't have walked to her and talked to her.
If you hold that drink up and you give me that little cheers thing, that's giving me another green light, though.
But what she's saying is she should have gave him the cheers, thank you, stood up from the bar, turned around, and walked away so that he, from his buddies, didn't have to make the whole walk of shame.
Still rude, don't you
think?
I think
so, too.
Still rude.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually...
Even more rude.
No, not as embarrassing for him, but still rude.
No, that's just as embarrassing for him.
Totally.
You think?
If I'm there with half a dozen guys, and we're hanging out, and I work up the nerve to send you a drink, and I send it down to you, and you take the drink... toast me from 100 feet away and then walk the opposite direction, I would never live down that from the other five
the
guys.
Ridicule never, from the pack ever. That you are running with that night would be ruthless.
What if I mouth to you, I gotta go to the bathroom, I'll be right back?
No.
Doesn't work.
No.
You take a drink from me, you have got to at least give me a chance to get to know you. You gotta give me a couple of minutes.
How many minutes?
I just spent three. $5 on you, and you know, in this town, maybe I just spent $9 on you on a drink.
Three.
3 minutes.
Yeah, like, hey, thank you so much for the drink. No problem. What's your name? My name's Jen. Hey, Jen, I'm Jeff. You know, what are you doing? I'm here with some girlfriends or something. Oh, you know, and then you could say politely, you know, like, as a matter of fact, I have to go meet my girlfriends in the patio right now. Maybe I'll see you in a little bit. And then the guy, you've given him enough time that the guy can go back to, you know, his guy friends and say, you know, whatever. Like,
I am so taking that home later.
Right.
That's what you guys go back to your friends and say, right?
She's going out to the patio and she's here with girlfriends. We'll have to make her way out there.
I'm going to take it one step further. If I buy you a drink that costs more than $9, you're obligated to French kiss me.
Oh, come on. Yeah, no.
No.
Just trying, working for you guys. Just working.
This is so eighth grade. You have to French kiss me.
I know. Did you get the visual of Bert's tongue?
Oh, I mean, just the whole open mouth and him. Yeah.
Ew. You got to at least let me go to second base.
Him going in.
If your drink costs $10 or more, I get to touch one boob for 10 seconds.
When I go in for a kiss, it's a little bit like when you used to watch Charlie Brown and he used to yell really loud and you just see his ovula dangling in the background.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Robin, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am so with you guys. Listen, if I'm buying you a drink, I'm the guy I'm walking up and saying, hey, bitch, you better give me my money back.
Oh, hello.
You with me.
I'm serious. That is rude. I think Jeff's right. It's got to be at least 3 minutes.
I mean, if you have the audacity to take this guy's money and drink his drink that he just bought you, you at least owe me a, hey, how are you? You know, I may not be interested, but, you know, still.
Yeah, and a quick French kiss.
The whole... The whole reason he's buying you a drink is to break the ice and open up conversation because he likes you. I mean, there's that understanding a woman has when she's made the offer. And if you accept it, you accept a conversation. I totally believe that. Yeah.
Jenny?
Yeah.
Hola.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hi. He's so bilingual.
See?
Especially when you have like a nice Hispanic listener like somebody named Jenny.
What's going on? ¿Qué pasa?
I just wanted to really disagree with the last caller. Okay. Like, when me and my friends go out, we totally don't accept drinks for guys for that same fact, but we won't lead them on and have that incident happen. Right. Like, we just, like, say no.
I think that's fair. Because if all of my friends are watching me buy a drink for a woman and she turns me down, I'm going to get a certain amount of crap anyway. But if you accept the drink, then you won't talk to me, or you get up and you walk away. That's ruthless.
Then
that's
they're
just
like,
cruel.
Oh, you got used.
Yeah. Or, but if you go up to the bar, what you got to do is you got to remember that the most important thing to a guy when he's out at a club like that, besides hooking up, even above hooking up, is his reputation to the guys he's there with. So if you go up and you deny a drink, if I go up to the bartender and go, hi, I'd like to send that girl down there, drink, please. And then he goes down to Jen and she says, no, I don't want it. Ew, look at him. No way. Ew, get him. No. Ew, security. And the bartender comes back and says, I'm sorry, she doesn't want a drink. Then guess what? I can turn around to my guy friends and go, oop, false alarm. She's engaged. The guys will never know. Oh, didn't know this, but she's playing on Melissa's team, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, she didn't want me, so she must be a lesbian.
Right.
You know, that's what you got. The girls, when you're out, your primary objective should be to help guys save face.
Of course.
That's what you should be always when you're
always
operating.
Thinking that.
I mean, if you want to be successful and find guys, you know, to have relationships with, you should always be looking at ways to protect them.
And if that takes a French kiss, then so be it.
French kiss.
Are you okay? Are you and Stacey okay?
I just think that's so funny, French kiss.
As a guy, what do you do if you send a drink to a girl at a bar and the bartender delivers it to the wrong girl? and she's just heinous like to you,
then you're in, then you are obligated to talk to the girl the drink goes to. The bartender could so screw with you.
Yeah.
Great power.
I would love it. If I was a bartender, I would do that all the time.
Like, you mean this one over here? This one. Oh, okay, I got you. This one.
And then give it to the one next to her.
There's another reason to tip heavy on that first drink. Because if you don't, they will screw you later. Hey, TC, you'll be the last call, man.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you.
The title that y'all are talking about is a drink hoe.
Oh, right. Drink hoe.
And that's exactly what it is. She's just there to get a drink, and that's it. And you walk back over to the voice, oh, she was a drink hoe. That's it.
How different is the drink hoe from the gold digging hoe?
The difference is a gold digging hoe will talk to you to try and get something out of you, but a drink hoe will just up and go.
Okay.
A drink hoe is one drink. A gold digging hoe is many drinks.
That's so wrong. That's so wrong. I mean, what's 3 minutes? I buy you a drink. I would like to find the woman that has gone the longest time period not buying herself a drink.
Oh, they all lie.
You think they'll say, like, oh, 5 years.
No, I haven't bought a drink since I turned 21.
Right.
And if I had a voice like this, no man would ever date me. The Burt Show.